Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
The man of the hour is with us here. Commissioner Ross back with us on Talk Radio 1210. Commissioner, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Dom. How you doing?
Well, very well. I know you have vast duties, but we're here at the Melrose. Stop by, and I'm sure you would be our honored guest here. I know you're involved in big planning and all that.
I wish I could. They got great food down there.
Well, thanks, Commissioner. Did I hear the other day when you were on that you were happy with how the celebration went the last time and how professional police were, but there was a feeling that it might have gotten pretty close to the edge, and this is even bigger, so that this time police might be a little bit more restrictive or proactive?
Well, I mean, I think what it is in our normal celebration areas, northeast inner city, there largely were no issues. We had a few things that happened around the stadium, you know, which have been reported nationally, most of which is unfair for our Eagles fans, you know, because you got a few folks that get out there and act like, you know, idiots. But, you know, the lion's share of the people out there were acting responsibly, and we believe it'll happen again. But you're right about these police officers. I mean, they exercise tremendous restraint, and they don't get rattled, which I think helps us, you know, so they're able to gauge, you know, what's going to be problematic and what's not, and move in when appropriate. So we'll have significant forces out there prepared, already in place for this imminent Eagles victory. And we'll be prepared, Dom. That's just the bottom line.
Well, you're a Central grad, right? Central
High School?
Yeah. So when you were at Central and when you became a cop, and I think you know my family background, a lot of cops, did you ever think you'd be making national news around decisions about stopping people from climbing poles?
No, it wouldn't have been at the top of my thought process, buddy. You know, and it is a question that keeps getting asked repeatedly. And look, I just tell folks that, unfortunately, there are people that, for whatever reason, and it escapes me, they want to climb poles, you know. But we have a duty and an obligation, one, to make sure that they don't harm themselves and people on the ground should they fall, which some of them do. And so that's why we have to take the measures that we take.
Now, when are we going to have the big reveal of the substance? We've seen reports out there of gear oil, and I had a gear oil expert on who said that was a worthy choice. The Philadelphia police must have a lot of expertise to put something up that's going to stop everything.
Well, that gear oil thing, folks are misinformed about that. And I told some other colleagues of yours on TV this morning that I don't know where they got that from, but you got to allow me a little latitude of keeping some of it close to the vest, buddy. You know, we don't want to reveal all our secrets, but we have some absolute geniuses in our ranks. And I always tell people that some of these men and women could be doing anything, and I'm not exaggerating when I say that. They will absolutely marvel you at some of the things they come up with, but I'm not prepared to tell you what the formula is that we're using on the polls this time.
Could you tell us, though, that you've experimented a lot? You've done some stuff on it to experiment.
We have done that. We've done some stuff to see, you know, how slippery it is. One, to make sure that you can't set it on fire, which is the big one, you know, because that would be the temptation on the part of some folks, you know. Okay,
right.
They got some substance. Is it flammable? Let me see it. And so that's not going to be the case. So it's safe, but we believe it's going to be effective. Look, nothing is absolutely foolproof, right? You know, somebody's going to try. But we believe that, you know, you keep moving forward, man, and you learn from your past errors. Incidentally, and I think I mentioned this to you before, we did not use the Crisco in Center City. We just happened to use that in the Northeast for the championship game. So, you know, we still are always willing to modify, just like with everything else we do, Dom. We're always willing to grow from what we do, buddy.
It's wonderful. It's a wonderful story. Hey, by the way, just wanted to get your comment, too. Yesterday we saw the guy who shot Officer Hartnett get convicted and all that went into that. And the story, that the thing that got me with Hartnett, and you as commissioner, I'm sure, too, here's a guy shot in the manner that he is, his left arm not so good even now, and yet he was able to stagger out of the vehicle and stop the guy who shot him so that others could come and get him. That speaks well of just adrenaline, training, and the Philadelphia police.
All of the above. I mean, I couldn't even begin to tell you how many times I've commented on how miraculous his response was. I mean, first of all, that he's even here. But his response to be able to get out of that vehicle with his off-shooting hand to fire in the way that he did, I mean, it's a demonstration of not only his valor, but just, you know, just something nothing short of miraculous to be able to do what he did.
Absolutely. Well, enjoy the game the little bit that you can, Commissioner, and thank you as always, and we'll see what happens. Here's wishing it works really well.
There you go. Let's hoping we have to use it. That's the big thing, right? That there you go. That people
exactly.
are going to be out there. All right?
Exactly. Thanks, Commissioner, very
all right.
much.
Have a good
Take care.
One.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.